Coming live from West New York, New Jersey. Respect to all the real hip-hops in the world. You're listening to the world famous hip-hop digest show.
Upsteps one, he gets done. Then upsteps another, he gets smothered. That's word to mother, or should I say moms? I drop bombs. Scorch niggas like napalm, sucker, boy, get off my shit. Get off my dick, so what I make butter hits. You better change your behavior, cause battling gangstar, no religion can save you. My religion is rap, R-A-P, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y-G. Cause when I rock street, kids rejoice. See, I got mad rhymes, still it's mostly the voice, the voice, the voice, the voice.
Okay, my nigga.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, my brothers?
Sing along, Hip Hop Digest. Sing along.
Yes, sir. You know, thank you, Chris Layman.
Chris Layman was the first to do it. That's what's good.
Yes, no doubt. Thank you.
So, Kurt G, what are the stats on what he was singing?
That came from the Hard to Earn LP by Gangstar, of course. Came out March 8, 1994.
Recorded at D&D Studios.
Yes, the famous D&D.
All the business.
No doubt. Rest in peace, Guru.
That's a classic album, too, me.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's funny when you talk about Gangstar, and of course, we can go 40 minutes, the whole show, talking about Gangstar and each of their LPs. Some people didn't like a Hard to Earn. Moment of Truth was the shit.
But you know, damn, you saying that is the shit.
Daily Operation is the shit. You know, you step into the arena is the shit. And you know what I'm saying? We can do that all day, you know.
They got a few classics under their belt.
Yes.
And still underrated.
And still underrated because a lot of niggas straight up just did not fuck with Guru like that. They just like premier beats.
Yeah, but goddamn, man. I'm sorry, yo. Yes, is Guru underrated? I think he's not even underrated. We use that term so much. I think he's, because his rhyme style was understated, as we are now, literally, Gangstar is the type of joint that you got a cigar and a glass of cognac on medium level. You're at your home, you know, and you're listening to the things he's saying. You're saying, how the fuck did I miss this?
Guru's style was just like he loved jazz music, as he made a lot of jazzmatazz albums, and his style was like jazz. It gets finer with time, and you're like, damn. As you get older, you're like, oh man, yeah, like you said, that Guru was not that bad.
But he just had so many quotables, you know what I'm saying? Even off of Dwick, when I hear Dwick, it's just crazy. But yeah, everything, he's got so many quotables, but I don't think he gets the respect that he deserves.
Well, like Gertie said, I think it's one of them things that in time, as time goes on, to me, the older you get, especially if you're a real hip-hop guy and you have a grasp of history and you're listening to Gangstar, like I said, you know, you ain't even got to hear it at the club. It ain't got to be club. It doesn't have to be associated. You're just chilling. Maybe you're washing your clothes, vacuuming, doing something. You got the Gangstar on and you listening to that shit? You know, that's how I find myself with a lot of joints. I've said that recently about Far Side. You know, Lab Cabin California, that's a good album, but the Bazaar Ride, my nigga?
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, but thanks to, that was Chris Layman, right?
Yes, Chris Layman.
Leaving the bodega, I say suave.
So, no doubt. So, shout out to you on the first Hip Hop Digest sing-along, and we will bring you more sing-alongs as they come along.
Exactly. This is not going to be an every week thing. This is just as they come along.
No doubt.
He bought me a week, so thank you.
You wasn't ready?
I wasn't ready, yo. I'd have just spit something out. It wouldn't have been prepared at all.
That's what's good, no doubt. All right, let's get into it. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Joe Budden rips Kanye West for a Sunday service cash grab.
Oh,
I guess this Kanye West Sunday service is becoming a thing. Kanye West apparently had an Easter service performed Easter Sunday, the final day of Coachella. How you pronounce that shit?
Coachella.
Coachella, I guess. Whatever. Anyway, he also rolled out a new line of merchandise. The following items were for sale with two different types of socks. One were $70 per pair. The other one was fitty.
Socks,
okay?
My nigga?
Socks. Okay.
They fit nicely in the Yeezys?
Hey, man, I don't know, but he rolled it out. This is at Sunday service, mind you. Easter Sunday on top of that. So you want to keep that in the back of your mind. Also was for sale was for fans could purchase a cotton tee that read, Trust God. That was $70 for T-shirts. And, of course, there was the $165 ivory crew neck that read Holy Spirit across the top. And then, of course, the $225 Holy Spirit sweatshirts.
$225?
For a Holy Spirit sweatshirt. And another $195 for the sweatpants that read Sunday Service down the leg. Your boy Joe Budden's went on to say, from justifying bigotry of your own people, that's that MAGNA shit, that Trump shit, and then selling church merchandise and Coachella choirs. God bless us all. It's your boy Kanye West.
He trusts God, but don't trust Kanye.
Man, nigga.
See, let me get in early, yo, because y'all going down that lane. I'm gonna look at Kanye like a drug dealer out here on a block.
Okay, well,
he could put all them goddamn shirts out there for $6,000, and if people gonna buy it, he ain't twisting no arms, my nigga. All them shits could have been left on a Coachella table. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm just going back how, you know, my grandmother don't say "got" around her because it's too much like "God." And I just have a reverent respect, I'm sorry, for God, you know, his son, you know, on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Look, he could be a drug dealer all he wants. I got too much reverence. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, B, you gonna play with that? And
well, you don't think them pastors was in the church B. with them four or five services on
and,
Sunday?
And B, I feel the, and I'm gonna go down the same road. I feel the same way about them that I would feel about Kanye.
Okay.
If he's playing, if Kanye is serious, that's one right. thing. If he's really serious, he's serious. And like you said, you ain't got to buy that shit that he's selling. Nope. You won't have to buy it. He can say Holy Spirit all he wants on there. It doesn't matter.
Just words.
Exactly.
It
can say
t-shirt.
Speed Racer on that motherfucker. It doesn't right. matter. You ain't got to buy it. If you want right. to buy it, you want to buy it. But don't play. That's one thing you don't play around with.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, when you talk about don't play, I'm talking about just the sheer profiteering. And again, I'm not excluding, you know, pimps in the pulpit. I'm not excluding them too.
Okay.
You, it's not them, but I'm just saying. But Creflo and them, Prosperity Ministry niggas, you could see them niggas coming down the block. Okay. In the same way, Kanye West playing this new, you know, I'm a pop star Christian, this new angle shit, and then you gonna roll out merchandise? I don't know, man. I just know that the Jesus Christ ran up in the temple and turned the tables over on fools. Okay.
MC Hammer went gospel for a second there.
Oh, well, he was actually gospel before he became MC Hammer. So
okay, well,
a lot of cats went, out there don't
but
front.
But he didn't get famous in gospel, though.
So I don't understand your point, though, Swerve. I don't understand
why we pointing at Kanye, because that nigga is going to do it.
The point,
clearly.
That's fine, and he can do that, but I'm here to tell you that type of shit like that, you know, if you don't believe in God and you don't believe in Jesus Christ, okay, fine. You know what? You can take your chances with that. Me, personally, you know what I'm saying? And Creflo and them included, you know what they say? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to inherit a place in heaven. So
to this nigga preach.
Hey man, I'm just saying that when I look at shit like that, I'm like, damn, Kanye, you know, cats up there who act like, you know, God, they got a special relationship with God, they know the word, and then just go into straight exploitation like that. Hey, I'm calling it as I see it, B.
So I am gonna say this, Mr. Religious Man. I do judge shit, but I ain't judging that. because they're going to have to deal with what the fuck they got to deal with, whether they joking or not. To me, he's in the same category as any of these Joyce Liars or TD Fakes. Any of these motherfuckers is the same as Kanye doing that shit to me. And I don't really look at them. I call them these names because it's funny, but I don't give a fuck because they ain't twisting nobody's arm to fill the mega churches, my nigga. And Kanye ain't twisting nobody to listen to his music or to buy them T-shirts and them sandbags, nothing.
And I feel you on that. I'm with you 1,000 on that angle that you're coming. I feel you 1,000 on that. But see, the thing where I come from is, see, when they play, B, you're playing with something you don't need to be playing with.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't care who they are or where they come from or what angle they all coming from. That's all. You could do whatever you like, but they're playing. That's what I'm saying. Don't play,
so,
B.
Do you believe that Kanye is... I don't know, because I ain't watched the video. I saw it and I scrolled by that shit because I don't give a fuck. But I'm just saying, the way that dude is displaying himself in this life that we all see is you never know what the fuck he's going to do. And but what you do know is he believes in the shit that he's doing enough to fucking do it all the way.
He does.
Like that MAGA shit.
Exactly.
He went all the fucking way. Now, maybe he has some spiritual awakening, which all of us do at some point and level or whatever. Maybe he had that, and until that shit switches to something else, I'm not going to bash him for it. And I see him with the fucking...
Which I don't understand.
I'm not women in the fucking video.
I gotta understand.
Believe me, I'm not bashing Kanye at all. All I'm saying is don't play. As long as he's serious, I'm good with it.
And see, it amazes me and how, and maybe, you know, I'm sorry, Swerve, but it amazes me how you could bring up an example of Kanye and all these other people and sort of, maybe I'm wrong or maybe I'm misconstruing your point. And like Kurt G said, don't play, okay? But on another level, you can easily say, okay, you live in Compton, California. I don't know what angle you live at, but if you're going to go out there in obvious gang colors in the wrong area, somebody would be like, damn, well, what the fuck? You understood the rules on that, so you didn't play with that, or you don't play with that. Okay, right. That's how I'm right. looking at the word
that.
Of God.
I'm with you.
I'm
on
looking
that,
at that.
But let's
and that
say this
is
on,
and that is that's Creflo to Kanye. Don't
on
matter.
Some real shit, B. On some real shit, and we could debate this for the next 20 years. But on the real shit, yes, I could find myself in a fucked up situation in a certain part of Compton with a certain color on, or I could before this situation we have now.
Okay, right.
But. If I'm collecting cash every Sunday and buying a new Cadillac or whatever, my chances are a lot less getting fucked up for a while than it is going into a neighborhood with wrong color.
Yo, shout to Craig Mack. What you gonna do when God comes?
Exactly.
Can't get strapped when God comes.
End of the day, that's it.
Cash don't mean nothing when God comes. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
Right, them fucking T-shirts, them $140 T-shirts, won't mean shit. That ain't getting you in the gate. That shit might keep you out the gate.
No doubt. Indeed.
Move on to the next topic.
Oh, if you want to, sure.
Oh, okay, unless you're ready to continue with the religious digest.
Well, I mean, come on, B. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not going to deny the word God.
Oh, I'm definitely not going to. The only reason I'm sitting here is because of God, my nigga.
No doubt.
I could be sitting in a rubber room somewhere right now.
No doubt.
I know.
So
I am blessed beyond blessed, my nigga.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Salute.
So... All right, well then let's keep it rocking on the next topic, if we will. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Exhibit C is almost 10 years old. As of this coming December, but I found it sort of an interesting article. Has Jay Alec completely squandered his career? And I'd say quickly what career, but said Exhibit C turns 10 in December, but he has seemed to squander his career for reasons unknown. And if we understand when Exhibit C came out, it was a buzz of activity. Every rapper and a mama was rhyming over the instrumental to Exhibit C. Jay Elec was saying some things that niggas hadn't heard in eons, and we thought it was going to be a new paradigm shift in hip hop.
We thought that Jay Elec was going to be the new Kanye?
New Kanye, new Nas, new something, you
that
know.
That was until he got signed by Jay-Z.
Well,
before he got signed by Jay-Z, that nigga was procrastinating.
The buzz of Exhibit C, the copy goes on to say, the buzz of Exhibit C, like I said, every rapper spitting over the instrumental would wind up in an alleged bidding war between Jay-Z and Diddy in 2010. We're certainly coming up on the anniversary of that record. If you're looking back 10 years, was Jay Elec more or less cannabis? There wasn't a rapper with a buzz like that. To me, I think to me, before that, it was like cannabis. I remember when cannabis hit the scene, niggas was like, oh my God, who is this and what is this?
But cannabis, here's the difference between cannabis and Jay Elec. Cannabis had a very aggressive style, right? It was just aggressive for
right,
4
no
minutes
doubt.
And 28 seconds. Just aggression. Listening to Jay Elec, he was like, there was the aggression was missing. And it was just like he was trying to tell you something.
Oh, he
and
was,
you was
he
like,
was dropping
damn.
Knowledge.
Right. So you were interested in listening to what he's saying and trying to understand because it was on different levels, you know? But cannabis was just basically a tractor bulldozing.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as, okay, true, they weren't the same MC. I get that. But I'm talking about, like you said, Jay Elec, the amount of knowledge he was dropping.
To see this cat, to see who we ended up dating.
And blue that, blood.
Exactly. Yeah. And to hear how he was talking, that knowledge and the jewels he was dropping, I was like, I looked at that nigga like, yo, what the fuck are you doing over there, my nigga?
Right. How did you find yourself there?
Was you playing? Exactly. Like, wow, you over there basically with the devil sitting right next to him.
Yeah, that's true. It's very interesting, especially, you know, when you seen him dressed up in a FOI uniform, the whole shit. Yeah, real talk. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. He's such an enigma, such a talented guy. But I believe that let's talk about the deals or the alleged bidding war between Jay and Diddy. I think at the end of the day, I think that even Jay, I guess he ended up signing that situation, really found him as, you know, as the rapper, and Jay was impressed. And as Sean Combs, who really knows what hip hop is, were really impressed. But when they looked around, and their money people got to them, like, how you going to sell this cat? How you going to sell him?
I wish the 444 Jay-Z would have signed him.
Indeed.
Then it might have been a little different.
Wow.
But if Combs would have signed him, it would have been a train wreck. Because, yes, we can say whatever about Christopher Wallace. But he was on all kind of shit that I couldn't imagine Jay Elec trying to fucking with.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think that.
But I tell you what, if he had got with Combs, he would have put an album out. Because Combs would have kept pushing that nigga like, we need something out. We need something out.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be trying to feel no guest appearances from Mace, though. So that might have been drag out fight forever, too.
Wow. That is so interesting and it's so intriguing when you think about that, you know what I'm saying? What could have, should have, would have, but. Given at the end of the day, if he ever makes appearances, if he ever makes an album, who knows? I think when it got right down to the economics, to the nuts and bolts of it, and I repeat this, those guys, they was like, damn, who are we selling this to?
So is he a fail?
Now, I'm not going to call him a fail because he doesn't have anything to fail at. You know what I'm saying?
B, I'm going to say a major fail.
Wow, okay. Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, this for this reason only. In this day and age, and he was around in this day and age, when any nigga with a fucking recording device can put something out, you don't need no major label to put your shit out. You can put it out on your own.
Right, but this is 2010.
I don't care. He could have put out quality production How many niggas would have threw him beats? Static Selector would have threw him beats to get
on. Everybody who was really into hip hop heavy at the time would have been lobbying to get on this JLX project. I grant you
whether
that
he was on a major label or not, they threw him some beats.
But
just
what
to
is
get on
the one thing that all of these guys, from Combs to Jay to Dre to everybody else in the top 1%, what is the one thing them niggas just they hate the absolute most? Is a fail on units sold. And those niggas won't, I don't give
see,
a
I'm not,
flying
but fuck. See, now, you're That's talking, why, for them, yes. I'm agreeing with you from them. I'm talking about J-Elect himself is a fail, personally a fail, because he could have put out a project at any time.
He didn't need no
major label to put out a project.
But that's why I say incomplete, because he doesn't really have a project out there.
And that's his fault. Yeah. Mm. That is his fault. Because shit, us three right here could drop a verse and put out a song tonight. Right fucking now.
Not that anyone would listen to that shit.
It doesn't matter that anybody would listen to it, but we could do it right now. We got with our equipment, and we don't have no $1 million equipment, and he's got access to that type of equipment. We just could put our shit out right now and have it on fucking Bandcamp or wherever tonight. Mm.
Well,
I see him as a fail. I don't know about as a major fail, but I see him as a fail because he could have been great, yo.
He had the potential, B. The potential was there. He still has the potential. But he still has the potential. He just, as like the old potential, but not using it, like I said with Drake. But this nigga really had potential and showed it. Really showed the potential and did not do anything with it.
So let me say this word that I've been hearing lately on some other shit. Dated. You don't think that he would be dated right now? Because we talking 10 years ago.
Why would he be dated with the, so you're saying a nigga that's got lyrics, so you're saying Black Thought spitting lyrics is dated? Because
no,
then you 10
that.
Years ago Black Thought
I can't
was out
myself to say that.
Black Thought 10 years was out 10 years ago was out and doing
see,
his thing.
Black Thought continually comes out with something, though, staying relevant. Well,
so why can't he be relevant if he came out with something right now?
Because when's his last record?
It doesn't matter. If he comes out with something right now and it's over regular beats.
Relevant.
He would become relevant immediately because of his name and his stature, and people would be on it.
So relevancy, to me, is a word that is it's a loaded word. Relevancy means more to 18-year-olds to 25-year-olds. Than it does to so I'm just saying. So you saying, for lack of a better word, relevant or irrelevant, Quincy Jones or somebody like that is irrelevant?
The amount of talent that Quincy Jones has displayed in every genre of music would never rate him irrelevant in any capacity.
Well, okay,
that's a totally different
okay
beast.
Okay, but that's why I say
I'm
again,
saying like if Coogee Rap came out with the same kind of album that he would make when he made an 86 or whatever, would it work now?
A 18-year-old would tell you Coogee Rap doesn't matter, but Coogee Rap just put out an album that was reasonably well received among people who know and love hip hop music. So I don't know, B. That's why I say the ultimate is incomplete. If he does it tomorrow and it's fire, what do you always say? If it's fire, you gotta give him credit. For it.
B, I'll be the first one to be like,
okay.
"Yo,
now if he puts it out,
I'll be like, I'm apologizing to that nigga because I called him a fail."
Right now, if he puts out an album with trap beats, we're gonna get the gun on that nigga.
But if he's still spitting
if he's
that
spitting fire,
though.
My nigga, I don't know. If he's spitting fire, I know you will lose your lunch, as you said on that one album. But me, I'll be like, yo, J-Elect over them trap beats, he could have probably picked, at least gave us a couple hip-hop beats, but damn, at least he's still spitting.
And a young boy still going to be like, that nigga, he old.
They ain't going to be hearing him anyway.
So right. Yeah. No doubt. That's what's up. The Enigma, J-Elect. All right, what could have, should have, would have.
Right.
Yeah, that's all you can say.
No doubt. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest here. This one's for you, Swerve.
Hey, let's go.
Black lawmakers to block legalized marijuana in New York if their communities don't benefit.
They got a check.
The lawmakers.
Legalize it.
You ain't need to say no more. That niggas got a check.
So you don't want me to read the copy?
You can definitely read it, but I'm just saying.
The lawmakers say that unless people of color are guaranteed a share of the potentially $3 billion industry, there may not be no legalization in New York this year.
They cite
Colorado, okay? Black entrepreneurs said they were banned from getting a license to sell or grow marijuana due to previous marijuana convictions.
Let me clear this up.
In the state of Maryland, where we currently reside, I'm just going to give you some examples. People were saying that the process was unfair because all of the growers and or producers in the state of Maryland were from Western Maryland. Ain't nothing out there but generally white folk.
All right, sir. So you made your point. So let me get it out of the way.
Go ahead.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling. I heard some shit and I was thinking they was trying to block it. But that's not what you're saying. You're saying that they like, nah, fuck that. This shit ain't happening unless we get in. And I fucking respect the shit out of that. Now that I know the whole full thing, yes. They are absolutely right to do what they're doing. Don't be trying to... That's that sharecropper shit, dude.
Critics also say that marijuana legislation has fostered an inequitable system in which wealthy white investors often reap the profits of the fledgling industry. So it's very interesting.
They are trading this shit on the stock market.
You got stock market futures jumping off. You got wealthy white investors jumping in. The vast majority of people who are in jail and have criminal convictions for marijuana sales are people of color. Yep. And then therefore now as legalization sweeps across the country, people of color are being barred from reaping the same benefits.
Right.
So.
And these attorneys, I applaud them. That is my goal. I applaud them for shutting that bullshit down.
They agree. First of all, nigga, you came in, nigga, you got caught. First of all, you came in with unholstered, unlicensed firearm.
Yeah,
you got popped.
I did. I came in with my fucking BB gun into a police bar.
but I applaud you for holding down, standing fast, and correcting yourself.
Yes, sir.
He came in looking like Sebastian Telfair. Ooh, that nigga though. Jeez. Oh,
wow. Yo, you know how quick niggas be trying to get a check, B. So I was like, damn. And why they want to block weed, yo?
Well, they were blocking weed because we can't get in.
I understand.
You know what I mean? It's funny, you going up to the dispensary and shit, and you got some motherfucking hipster up there and shit.
Because I'm not going to those fucking expensive white dispensaries out here. Like, so, fuck them shit.
I just know a couple of people personally who had, sold a couple of nickel dimes and quarters amongst friends. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And it's funny, them same dispensary motherfuckers was coming to him for the weed. So, isn't that interesting?
There's black dispensaries out here. You can clearly tell the difference.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Okay, so you said them white dispensaries, you ain't fucking with them?
Dad. Kodak, dad.
Oh, shit.
I went one time and was like, oh, dude, my nigga.
Can't get no more of my guap.
No doubt. Actually, yo, when I'm out tomorrow, in and out of Rockville, I'm going to take a picture of the 3-4 dispensaries that popped up. Around here. I'm going to send you a couple pictures, see what's good.
Green plus signs?
Yeah, got the green plus jump off.
It's
all
over LA, my nigga.
That's what's good. So, next up on the Hip Hop Digest, Swerve mentioned something about our boy Peter Johansson.
Oh, and not Smokey Joe.
Yeah, Smokey Joe was good, my nigga.
Oh, you made a personal topic. Oh, this can't be good.
Yeah, I'm a worry, yo.
No, don't be worried. It's I would address it on the chain because that's where the dedicated Hip Hop Digest show listeners are. But, and not that there ain't other ones too, but you know what I'm saying. So Peter was like, there's been a lot of Nipsey talk for the last few weeks, right?
Right.
And I've been a part of that because I'm out here, I'm seeing the stuff that's happening and the whole nine. And as I said before, I was not somebody out here like, oh, yo, you got to hear that new Nipsey, blah, blah, blah. I remember I even said that when his album came out, the one before this one, it was a mixtape or something.
Yeah, I thought it was like, that $100 or $1,000 mixtape shit.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I like it, but he remind me of Snoop. He sound like Snoop. And then we was laughing and acting crazy on the chain. But that doesn't mean that on the other side, because, you know, I look at that, I take that Lil Malcolm shit real seriously, very seriously, right? And I look at the real man who was Malcolm Little, who turned into Malcolm X, and how his life transpired and ended. And I'm not saying that Nipsey Hussle is of the same thing that Malcolm X was, or maybe I am, because you look at where he came from and what he was doing and how he left here.
Well, can I ask a question? I'm not up on what Mr. Johansson said on the text chain to elicit a response.
He didn't say a whole lot, but he was just basically saying, like, you know, what's up with all this Nipsey talk? How long do I have to keep quiet on it? I'm saying, look,
he's the type of cat, first of all, I mean, he's as underground as you got. And two, I think that he's the type of cat that are basically about to say, yo, I think Nipsey's whack on the mic.
No, he's not going to be able to say that without a debate, though.
I'm not talking about a debate, okay? I mean, other than fuck Donald Trump, and I did listen to Victory Lap, but... I mean, I wasn't. Look, he wasn't gonna blow me a fucking way.
But you don't live out here and see that shit outside of music that is important,
right? But see, in the text chain, I guess in the text chain, it's supposed to be hip hop related and music related for the most part, and bringing up Nipsey just puts a downer on things. Like, you can't really make that into a happy topic.
It doesn't have to be a negative topic at all. Oh, is it negative Martin Luther King? Is it negative Malcolm X? Is it negative Marcus Garvey? You know, or let's even go Florida Evans. Is it negative John F. Kennedy?
Just to sort of maybe give him a little pub, I'm thinking that he's probably of the camp that, you know, and to me, and I only agree with it in this aspect, he's probably, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, that Nipsey really wasn't that great of an MC, and the loss doesn't really have anything to do with hip hop. The loss is who he is, and I said this, unfortunately for hip hop and rap kids, you know, this celebration of death is to me ridiculous, because there was Biggie and there was Tupac and there was all these people that we lost. Okay, but the celebration of these people in death, especially those who were murdered, is to me disproportionate.
Different. It's still different, yo. It is still different. I'm telling you, there are people out here that love him for his music
Death is creating a positive change in the community,
right?
I'm happy for that, and I'm glad for that. You know, but like Kurt G said, why do we hate ourselves? Why does it take his dying for that to take place?
But for some people out here, that love was being expressed, is what I'm saying. So it's like, I'm not saying, you know, and again, it ain't about East Coast, West Coast. And I'm sure there are people out there that love Nipsey, right? All over the world, clearly. But at the same time, because of the day and time that we are in, of course it's going to be magnified. But that doesn't take away from the fact that he did some good work musically. He did some good work. I'm not sitting here putting him on no great level or whatever. But I said he's done some good music, right? But that is being that is overshadowed, and maybe. You know, again, whatever that EA basketball or whatever that is, whoever makes that basketball shit, they done put him in a video game. They trying to do a crayon color.
I'm fuck that. That's bullshit. That's deifying death. And as long as hip hop and everybody continues this deifying people and the pedestal after death comes, that to me.
So what's different
that.
Than that? and the motherfucking Def Jam video game that we had all the motherfucking Method Man and all the niggas on there, and Red Man. And
those,
all
first of all, them niggas, those cats weren't dead. B, he's only on that shit, and them niggas talking about that Nipsey Blue Crayola shit because he's dead. They wouldn't have done that if he was alive.
There's other rappers that are dead. Anybody got an XXXTentacion color?
Nope.
So this is what I'm saying. Because the special life that this man lived is bigger than fucking hip-hop. But we talk about shit that ain't hip-hop all the time on this motherfucker.
We do. But the fact that the only thing about that crayon color, the fact that they could have given him a blue color, B.
That's crazy.
It's accentuating the gang side
of it. It is. They could have called it Marathon Blue, with what I heard other people say. But it doesn't matter, because I don't give a fuck about them people that's trying to capitalize off of it. I care about the shit that this man was trying to do for our community. And you know where I'm at with that. I'm going to be thinking about that shit. And I'm going to acknowledge the shit. You know what I'm saying? And in time, I may not talk about it as much or whatever. It's just how the fuck life is. But at the same time, I am not so fucking jaded in hip-hop where I'm only going to fucking listen to West Side Gun or whoever the fuck. Black Thought.
Well, I don't think you have to be jaded. I'm just saying, everybody has a personal preference. I don't think you have to be jaded.
Right, but hip-hop is bigger than whatever the fuck that I just really like the most.
I feel you on that. Okay, I feel you right now. But also, the fact that you're so close to it, you can't see the whole picture, my nigga. Because you're so close to it, you're right there in it. You're like saying, it's like being a piece of wood in a fire. You can't see the rest of the forest because you're stuck in the fucking fire. You know what I'm saying? You're in the fire right now. And you can't see everything else that's going on because you're so engulfed with everything that's happening right now. So if you wasn't there, you'd be able to step away from it and be able to just let it just, you know what I'm saying, just let it go away. But because you're in it and you're seeing everything that happened and you actually seeing the good and the things that he did and the type of person that you are, and I know you, my nigga, you're emotional about it because you're like, damn, this nigga, he was becoming to be something great, and maybe becoming something great, and it's really touching you. And if somebody has got something negative to say, or even close to being negative to say about it, it irks you. I don't know if it gets on your nerves, but it irks you a little bit, and you're starting to be like, what the fuck, this nigga Peter Johansson? Oh, he trying to say we can't talk about Nipsey Hussle on this motherfucker? What the fuck is that about? You know what I'm saying? So you taking it a little too personal is what I'm saying.
Okay, so I'm stepping back and I say to myself, when XXXTentacion got murdered, I was like, damn, that's fucked up, right? And because his life is gone. But at the same time, the stuff he was doing with his life, and I know that there are his fans that say, oh, he was doing better, he was changing, he was doing this, that, and the other. But you cannot take away those things, right? You can't take them away. As the whole picture, looking at the whole picture of XXXTentacion, he had charges for some crazy shit and the whole nine. If Nipsey Hussle was the same shit, again, he was in the gang, but we don't know if he killed anybody or did all this crazy shit. But You look at the picture of the life that human being lived, and you weight it like that. You don't put nobody above anybody. You weight the shit to where it is. And I am close to it because of how I feel about the community, right? But at the same time, I just don't think that it's something that should be glossed the fuck over in this situation.
I think, unfortunately, and we're going to get out of this topic, I think it is going to get glossed over, because I think that, again, hip-hop, or at least those around the peripheral of hip-hop, are always going to look to benefit somehow.
Yes, you're right.
And deify murdered guys.
Right. Now you're hitting on it. And that's why people tend to get jaded or tend to want to gloss it over quickly, because now you're starting to see the vultures come in, and you're right, like, I'm sick of this shit. I'm tired of this Nipsey shit, because niggas, now you start to see niggas starting to profit off of this.
Well, let me
and they did the same shit for every dead MC.
Hold on, when I'm walking down the Staples Center on that day of the memorial service. Don't think that I wasn't looking at all them niggas selling t-shirts with a kind of like a side eye, like, damn, nigga. Right? So I definitely get that. But I have been choosing not to focus on that shit because niggas gonna do, and I mean all colored niggas, is gonna do what they do. Right? I can't do a motherfucking thing about that. It was 50 different fucking t-shirt vendors down there that was selling t-shirts with his image on it. Right? But I wasn't focusing on that. And thanks to you guys saying this stuff, I see it and I know it and I acknowledge the money grabs. But I'm not, I don't really give a fuck about that.
All right.
I care to maintain and uphold what that man's life was standing for when he died.
Shout out to Peter Johansson. I think Nipsey probably was mediocre at best. He made good records, but as an MC, come on, B. He's not gonna fucking be shoehorned into the top two ever.
I don't think anybody would ever try to do that.
Yet. Oh, I don't know about that, B.
You got to show me some shit when somebody said some crazy shit like that.
Exactly.
I'll go at them myself.
Exactly. But unfortunately for him, people that wants to that just focus strictly on rap and focus strictly on hip hop say Nipsey was not that good or wasn't that great. But people that focus on his life and what he did put him on another level.
They
saying he was great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what happens is they clash. At some point in time they start to clash. Because the person that he was or going to be clashes with the MC or with the rapper, and it's like now niggas is like, wait a minute, what you mean he was mediocre? He was a great person, but he was a mediocre rapper.
And I can live with that. And that's how I could pull a Kurt G and separate. But if he had killed my mama, he got to go. And I ain't listening to his music.
When I said that shit, I know 99.999% of the motherfuckers on the show was like, what the fuck, nigga? Yeah. Fuck out of here, G.
I wasn't. At that point, I was out. That was good. All right, yo, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Khalees going on trial for 20 counts of contempt for keeping Nas's son from Nas. They say Nas was supposed to have his son Knight for the New Year's, but Khalees kept him in Colombia until January 14th, and Nas was not able to get in touch with his son the entire time. Nas also says Khalees was fined up to $8,000 for refusing to follow a court order in which she allegedly refused to pay. Khalees is supposed to go on trial June 20th and has pleaded not guilty to the charges of keeping the man's son in a foreign country.
Nostradamus.
Wow, B. She, you know what, B? She is, and like I said, what is that? That's that quote about a woman scorned.
B, she's the
She is really, really hates this nigga. She is pissed off with Nas to the point of she can't stand this nigga, B. She would do anything to fuck with him.
She's the wicked witch.
She really love him.
She still loves this nigga. She still loves this nigga.
No, she don't.
Yes, she do.
She gotta love him.
You gotta love him to really do. Because it's a thin line between love and hate, B.
He ain't with her.
And the fact that she is doing this type of shit to this nigga, B, she still got love for that nigga. Because when you don't give a fuck about a motherfucker, you could care less what happens to that nigga. Fuck him.
Exactly.
We ain't talking. First of all, we talking about his son, okay?
But she's using a son against him, B, to hurt him. Okay. That son is just a tool.
Exactly what he is.
No, I'm agreeing with that aspect of it, but I don't know what to say about that, yo. I hope Nas wins the court case.
Yeah, bully for Nas for saying fuck this shit. I'm going for it.
Yeah, 20 counts. I don't know what to say. God damn, yo. I know, and we've had this discussion on the Digest about women using the court system as a weapon. You know, that type of thing.
Correct.
Well, you know, it's happened to us to variant degrees. Some more than others. We won't go into those details.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, not me, but
looks like somebody done caught us and beat us out.
Yeah.
But all that being said, yo, it is so so unseemly, you know.
B, this is the worst.
This
of
is
the worst
unseemly.
Right here.
You know, this is, first of all, it's that's the father, and no matter what relationship you got, you know what I mean. Send your kids out there, let them build a relationship, let them do that whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
When the father's trying to do the right thing.
Right. Right.
It's
and as much money as Nas is forking over, man, I'd be down at the motherfucking courthouse and shit.
This is right here. Ain't
with
nothing.
Bells
but,
on.
B, this is nothing but a sign for me that Nas needs to go ahead and just say, fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and take her to court now and get my shit reduced. Or at least try to get custody of the son.
Yes.
So he can have custody of his son and say, you know what? Now you're out the whip. We yes. don't need you. Now what?
Let me tell you something, man. His son, unfortunately, is the one who's suffering all the fucked up consequences of this shit. He's suffering.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one that's going to remember this shit and years later have to deal with the memories of this shit.
Right.
And be like, damn, mom, that was fucked up what you did.
Right. So...
yeah, hopefully he'll see the light and see what's right.
Well, hopefully he can see it, that mom is the one that's doing this shit and not the fact that mom is whatever she's feeding him.
Yeah, but his mom is feeding 24/7.
That's what I'm talking about. Whatever mom is feeding him, he ain't going in, because if he's got a phone, he can get online and see all the shit that his dad is trying to do.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Real talk. So that's what's up. Right, next topic on Hip Hop Digest show is, I when I posted shit, I really was, no, I wasn't clowning, I was serious, because I thought something like this would happen. I posted a little blurb about this generation not being able to, as we slide into the R&B Digest for a few minutes, this generation not being able to appreciate Anderson .Paak's talent. Boy, I did not realize this. This particular article came from a website called High Snobbery.
Wow. Dang. High Snobbery.
Yes. Let's see who wrote this shit. Somebody by the name of Mike Venti says Anderson .Paak delivers his blandest album to date on Ventura. Mm. Now, it goes on to say, ultimately, it's not enough to save .Paak's blandest album. YouTube comments of his performance on NPR's Tiny Desk read the following: that Anderson .Paak is trying to beat Bruno Mars. And then he said on Ventura, it sounds like Anderson .Paak is trying to beat Bruno Mars. He said bland pop production. The whole album is boring. Removing any slightest hint of the raw energy that defined his earlier work. First of all, I find Ventura, I don't know if you guys have listened to it, I find Ventura to be absolutely fantastic.
Damn.
And I said that this generation is not going to be able to appreciate that, because if it is not wrapped up in a trap or a quasi-trap package, that these kids do not understand melody and chorus and just lush chord arrangements and then none of that shit. This generation has zero to do. Now, we understand that. It's like we mentioned mentioned Quincy Jones earlier, or yeah. Heatwave, or Earth, Wind & Fire, or whoever. That music displayed all of that all the time anyway. So when we hear a Ventura, we're going to be like, yo, this is a solid R&B album. He's an excellent MC, I believe, too.
But B.
Go ahead.
Okay, B. I'm going to have to pump your brakes for a second.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because you about to run. What you said? I ran all up into the Occoquan and shit.
Yeah,
you about to run off the road and shit.
Damn, I'm all out of pocket, right?
You're right, B. Because what was the name of that fucking magazine, B, or whatever that shit?
High Snobbery.
Bam, nigga, it's High Snobbery, B. They just answered the question for you. These niggas is snobs.
B, hey, can I be honest with you?
Go ahead.
I'm be honest with you. I'm probably one of the few people that dude doesn't move me. I don't even care. I haven't listened to the whole thing or whatever, but I'm just like, the stuff that I did hear, it's like, okay. I'm not saying it is whack. I'm just saying that it doesn't
But you're the same type of dude who didn't like the foreign exchange Love and Flying Colors either. So
right.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm questioning your R&B abilities myself, my nigga.
You don't want to do that.
Somebody's R&B.
Yeah, you if you want to question me on this new R&B shit, if you want to call it that, you can question the fuck away, but don't question my motherfucking R&B history, my nigga. Don't do that right now.
He's putting you on notice, my nigga. You just got a flag thrown at you.
Yeah, you can talk that new shit. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know, but it's not a 15-yarder, but it is offsides at least.
He's like, you ain't fucking with Anderson .Paak, my nigga.
No, I find him to be the most talented musician of his generation. I'm sorry. I find the album incredibly good.
To motherfucking Sam Cooke, motherfucking Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. Is he them dudes of this generation?
Yes. In my opinion, yes. Yes. Because this high snobbery nigga is comparing him to Bruno Mars. And Bruno Mars is the only person this generation, this side of an Anderson .Paak, who is doing anything with melody and rhythm, which is a lot of fucking ripped off riffs from previous generations any fucking way. I get that. But what I'm saying is what he's doing is riffs and concepts of music that we've already seen. And whether if it's Prince or any of the latter day, you know, late 70s and early 80s, New Jack Swing and R&B all the way. He's biting heavily off that. Huh?
He's the shit for now.
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
Bruno Mars is doing. Right. He's biting all that old school R&B style.
Right. I don't hear Anderson .Paak doing a lot of biting. I'm hearing original concepts and melodies. Bruno Mars is doing a lot of biting. His producers is sitting in a fucking basement listening to fucking Shalimar in Lakeside and then coming to the lab and then doing those concepts.
This is that ice cold, that bullshit. I never liked that song, but that motherfucker was a hit.
Yo, no doubt, but I'm saying, but that's what I see, and that's why I say that this generation cannot, does not, and will not appreciate Anderson .Paak's talent because they fucking can't see it. They can't, they can't see it. They can't hear it.
But whatever he's doing, we are talking about him right now. So I think he would be happy with that.
Yeah. Again, I'm a huge fan of that guy, man. If I had given any advice to Dr. Dre, man, I know his album probably ain't selling like you think it is, but even Dr. Dre got to realize how special he is and just fucking let him put records out. Okay? Be the one on record that you let him put records out and be the one on record to say, damn, yo, it was Dr. Dre who saw the talent the whole time. So
that would be dope.
Yeah, Dre, you don't need the money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fuck that. You don't need the
money. You can take that loss.
It ain't that much of a loss anyway, B.
If it's a loss, it's just collecting little spare change. Well, to him, shit.
So that's what's up. That's enough of the R&B digest and shit.
Yeah, we went off key of times in here. We went to the religious digest, now the R&B digest.
Ha! You know, we got to find our way now that King Killer's back from Traplanta.
We walking through the forest.
No doubt. So
telling niggas what they got to do last week.
Yeah, he did, B. He came in with strong conviction behind it.
And shout out to Chris Lehman. No doubt. The Hip Hop Digest sing-along is in full effect. No doubt. So if you don't got anything else, we're going to get into the world famous.
Let's do it.
Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Blue and Oh No, A Long Red Hot Los Angeles Summer Night.
I'm interested to hear that because I like Blue and Oh No's my dude.
That's not bad. That's nice.
Okay.
Blue and Oh No, A Long Red Hot Los Angeles Summer Night. And then we got Choosy and Exile, which is Blue's boy.
I was going to say, that's Blue. Oh, okay.
Choosy and Exile, Black Beans. That's Choosy and Exile, Black. That Black Beans album, big jeez.
Oh, well.
Okay. T, hear the samples on that motherfucker, son.
Whoa. do I need to do it on air?
This nigga, he put a mandate on niggas.
You're like, yeah, can I get that over here? Yeah.
There you go.
And then the instrumental joint is Static Selector Mahalo. That's Static Selector Mahalo.
Yes, no doubt. And speaking of Static Selector, I enjoyed that Trillmatic. I thought it was pretty good for what it was. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, Bun B wanted to, you know, come in and show for hip-hop. Shout to Bun B, yo.
Shout to Bun B. Did he shoot a nigga?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he did having to shoot some goddamn body, so shout to him. But beyond that, the move that he made was a unity move. And that's not, and I think it was a big unity move in the fact that there's a lot of sniping from others that will remain nameless today on this podcast, okay? Doing a lot of that motherfucking that dog ear shit, you know, that only people below the Mason Lixon line can understand what I'm talking about. It's those New Yorkers, you know, that type of shit. You know, he went, I'm just saying there's certain people doing that, okay? But Bun B did something for hip hop. He went East Coast, he went Static Selector, all samples, all boom bap. He did his thing. I mean, it's an album, has a lot of guests on it or whatever. Shout out to M.O.P. God damn, they did their thing on there.
M.O.P., them niggas still sound great.
Good Lord, they did their thing on there, man.
I cannot wait for them to put out a fucking album.
Yes, it's always past due.
Way past due.
So shout to them, yo. Oh, your boy, can you believe Method Man is flowing on that motherfucker. But how we always say about Meth, he always does it on other people's projects any fucking way. So,
well, I'm on record as not a Bun B soldier. I'm on record, which explains why I haven't listened yet. But the way you guys just hyped it is definitely just bumped up a few spaces in the queue.
Well, you should listen to it because, like I said, I'm seeing it for what it really is. It's really a unifying thing for hip hop.
I respect that, for sure.
Let's stop all this motherfucking backdoor rhetoric about people's geographical location, okay?
It don't matter. It ain't where you're from.
Well, no doubt, but I'm just saying, but certain people who remain nameless on today's podcast are still trying to exploit that shit.
But
so,
see, the problem...
On today's podcast?
No.
The problem is...
No.
See, well, we're not even going to go down that road.
Okay,
the problem is, to this, is that he did it on all boom bap type beats.
Yes.
Okay. So when if you're from below the Mason-Dixon line, and you even if you're not and you're a fan of that style of music and you hear Bun B on all these boom bap type of beats, you're like, that nigga sold out.
Okay. That's a terrible thought.
Yeah, but I said it was a coming together thing.
Yeah,
because
it's not really a coming together for niggas that like the other type of music, because it's like you sold out.
There's
plenty. Why you got all them type of beats? Why can't it be 50-50?
B, there's plenty of Bun B on all those other type of beats anyway. Look, I'm just surmising that I think he did that as a sort of unity thing here. I don't think he didn't do that to diss any trill shit or any trap shit. He didn't do that for that reason. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking been running shit for the last more than 25 years. So he doesn't need to promote that. He went to the East Coast and was like, yo, this is hip hop too. This is what y'all niggas maybe down south need to understand. This is hip hop too. The other shit he didn't need to pump. That's just my personal opinion. You know, and I'm not saying that Trill, I'm not saying that Trill Static shit or Static Trill, whatever the name of it is album of the year. I'm not saying that, but trust me, what Bun B did, but Bun B did cannot go unnoticed from a unity and a respect perspective.
Oh, no, of course.
And that's what I'm giving him.
Of course not, B, but as from a Southern perspective. It looked at as selling out for the most part.
That would be unfortunate.
That's what it would look like, because you went all boom bap on this album. You went all completely all boom bap.
So niggas go all trap. What the fuck? Shit. I know what you're saying, Kirk, but I think that's just a irrelevant statement, irrelevant argument.
And also to say that this is hip hop too, that this style of music is hip hop too, this shit that he did, it would be saying that that trap shit is hip hop. When we here on this show consider that not to be hip hop.
Well, it is not. But listen to the audience that we're talking to. For the past 25 years, you're gonna have more than enough people that everything that is trap is at least considered hip hop. Now, it really isn't. That's true. This is the Hip Hop Digest. Our audience automatically knows. I don't think we have to parse that for them. You know, we know that. But this is Bun B. You're right. If the Southern perspective is all fuck Bun B, he's on that New York shit.
But wait, let me ask you this, though, because not too long ago, your boy 2 Chainz did a boom bap rap album.
He did.
Did he catch that kind of flack?
I don't even know that Bun B's going to catch that kind of flack. But oh, okay. Bun B's an OG, so I don't see him catching that kind of flack. But I'm just saying that the flack that he's going to catch is niggas ain't even going to be checking for it. That's the flack.
Yeah, that's terrible. But they could look at his catalog and, I mean, come on. God damn, he takes off and does one electric circus in their genre. Like, come on, let it be.
If anything, maybe the cats in the southern part of the country will maybe realize, damn, why is Bun B doing it? Well, why is 2 Chainz doing it? And next thing you know, if fucking around and you have one or two more of the legends, maybe a T.I. or somebody who may do it, motherfuckers may say, well, what the fuck are they doing that for?
Come on, Jeezy, get in the lab.
New York, New York.
That grunt.
New York Jeezy.
No doubt. So, all right, that's been a Hip Hop Digest show. We don't care about Frenchie.
Oh, damn. You mean mustard?
The nigga said mustard.
He said Frenchie.
Oh my God.
Peace.
Damn.
One. Peace.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, yo, my man P said this one right here. Remind him of Brooklyn. Late 80s, yeah. Early 90s. Yeah. Yeah. Certain time, P circa. I remember my mom's had that silver boombox. She was always playing them old 70s soul joints. Easy, remember?
Let's do it.
Yo, I was born to be a trendsetter. That's word to the Benzie box moms had up in her red Jetta. Yo, I was raised, never settled lesser. Back in the days, it was about who Tommy Hill and guess fresher. Walking through the hood, taking my time. Black Ewing's orange basketball chain on the side. Every day in school, murder burger, suicide fries. Wrapped in fall paper. We struggle now, but we ball later. And I ain't talking about candy, but we was jawbreakers. Y'all niggas snakes, 24 Lakers. Forget the mule and the 40 acres. We get it on our own. So we got something to give when our cousins come home. Never empty handed. Loyalty's the only thing that my friends demanded. And I wanted the same. Making money, your fiends. Needle stuck in their vein. The belly of the beast. My voice is the hunger pain.
Yo, we don't drink white liquor on the block. Let the handy pop. Guns pull them off the car like a Benzie box. Bucket hats in front of corner stores. Moving heavy rocks. Guns pull them off the car like a Benzie box. Girls tripping over strollers, running, hearing plenty shots. Guns pull them out the car like a Benzie box.
We America's nightmare, no fear for any cop. Guns pull them out the car.
Yo, I know my reason and I know my purpose. To make these rappers nervous. The new millennium wordsmith. Making money and making music's what I'm concerned with. Used to hustle drugs out of abandoned buildings and burn piff. Making sales to the break of dawn. I make some money then I make a song. Rest in peace DJ Big Will. Street Heat, the first mixtape we on. Around that time I ran the street like a nomad. Jumped off the stoop, misguided youth with no dad. Outlook was bleak, my future was looking so sad.
My habitat is where the guns is loud. I pray to God every night I get right and make my mother proud. Another show in front of another crowd. From paying to perform to niggas handing me $100,000. Yeah. Sleeping on the kid, the dream won't stop. With the firecracker flow, TMG go pop. Yo, we don't drink white liquor on the block. Let the Henny pop. Guns pull them off the car like a Benzy box. Bucket hats in front of corner stores moving heavy rocks. Guns pull them off the car like a Benzy box. Girls tripping over strollers running hearing plenty shots. Guns pull them off the car like a Benzy box. We America's nightmare, no fear for any cop. Guns pull them off the car. Yo, in front of the corner store around Henny and crack. Yeah. Where the cops shoot kids and them semis get clapped. Like hip hop music, we just the essence of that. Me and P will work magic like Penny and Shaq. We did it, put out the music, I knew the people would listen. You thought it was a pipe dream, you couldn't see the vision. I stay cooking in the kitchen, I'm on this impossible mission. Like Ryu searching for competition. But this ain't a game, no. The money and respect is all I really came for. Throw in a couple cribs, coops the color of mango. A Kerry Washington wife and chains like Django. And do what I say so. So go and tell your friends rappers under new rulership. No days off, Ferris Bueller shit. So don't sleep, Freddy Cougar shit. Ballin' in Miami, Don Shula shit. I tell them hoes like hoes. Yo, who you will drink white liquor on the block. Let the Henny pop. Guns pull them off the car like a Benzy box. Bucket hats in front of corner stores moving heavy rocks. Guns pull them off the car like a Benzy box. Girls tripping over strollers running hearing plenty shots. Guns pull them off the car like a Benzy box. We America's nightmare, no fear for any cop. Guns pull them off the car. Let's go. It's for a certain, you know, a certain demographic of people. If you don't even know what a Benzy box is, I don't even think this song is for you. My vintage Ralph Lauren niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's just that era, man. That time, you know? Got guns pull them out the car.
Test me like the DMV. Between shit and syphilis, you find sympathy. And you won't bitch my future injury. It's the microwave mentality, the ADD. Got your numb off those pipe dreams, PVC. Plastic connected to our history. The mystery can't be solved by Sherlock, bruh. Let your trust get flipped, spatula. While the plasma sucks your brain, mental Dracula. Vampire diaries called the social network. Psychoanalysis from a 10th grade expert who reads all your symptoms. Reply with emojis, ends it with a LOL. Living on the brink, three steps from hell. My color make me choose either death or jail. The Pentagon, White House, carousel. But we crabs in the bucket, so they bent for the fill. Another day, I'm prevail while I'm social network, drive you berserk. Can't sleep, won't eat, can't work. You stare right there till your neck back and your eyes hurt. Too much Google will make you figure how to use your noodle until you lose your scruples. You gotta go black, go black. You focus on your center till you get your glow back. Nobody does the knowledge, they just comply and adhere and follow around here. They so afraid through the screen you can smell the fear. Cause most days it seems no hope around here. Your gang stick stuck in your old ways. You gotta get out of your own way. I gave them a cold gaze. I do this for more than accolades and gold chains. Watch me dance to the rhythm in the cold rain. Today, I'm forever in the now. But I guess one day, I'll be stepping in. The wolf in sheep's clothing know the people dumb. They make up new lies to prove the old ones. Running the same old plays from back in the day. They don't call it Jim Crow no more. But some days we can't tell no more. The same attitude in every town around. From downtown Moscow, Bucktown to Motown.
To yo town, who's down like Kaepernick's knee? The tiki torch is trying to exterminate me. You fill up the pockets but your heart is empty. We simply feed but the problem is me and you. We got caught up in the bullshit, we got things to do. The KKK traded white sheets for the blue and executive suits to camouflage the bullshit. Trying to avoid land horizontal from the pulpit. With everybody's head shaking, hearing screams from the sorrow. Time has ran out and not a second to borrow.
profits when it's blood, war, flood, and fire? Who suffers, who counts stacks when the gad fires? Who sees through the transparent when Abbott feeds an empire off of bodies in a casket, bodies in the prison, caught up in the system, pushed by the racist bank, schools, and religion. But we have come, the grand verbalizers, equalizers, past the light of moving higher. Listen to the interview, next the press, feed the article, skip the comments, fabricated, flip a script, the analyst, left of anarchists. But more dangerous, don't shoot the messenger, shoot the shooter. Pay me to get mad in front of a computer. Root for your sworn off from a nation that's seen below. Unleash the data from the Mexicano flows. Hand serving Tex-Mex, place tacos and nachos. Dollars to pesos, speakers to headphones. Rhyming to the metronome through deficit paradigms. I prepare minds with rhymes to see what they find. All across the city with the message stay connected. It's a battle, it's a struggle, we stay protected. Poor killing poor to fill each other's pockets with questions and answers, but who profits?
It's the BBG, the black and brown guards of these militant bars. Black Panthers, brown berets fought radical wars. So inspired by these vets when I sit and I beer with them. Smoke and I chill with them. Living legends need to know that we still with them. Fighting for the people, it'll take its toll on your family, finances, your body and soul. The optics can't hide, tied yellowish eyes. I study the truth and I study the lies. When was America the home of the free? Equality, dignity, liberty, empathy, honestly, answer me. When was America great? When the indigenous existed in their original state. Before that turkey and that dressing never touched your plate. But that's the story of man. It was mine, it's mine. It was yours, it's mine. Greed, never enough. Rob, steal, kill, never enough. Whip, lynch, cash, straight, never enough. Every Sunday I spill blood for you, never enough. You wanna tell me how to speak up? Speak out, fight when it's obvious the wild beast is targeting us. Don't shoot the messenger, shoot the shooter. Akbar Hassan Hashim Abdullah. Translation: the great destroyers of evil, servants of God.
Yeah.
It's the BBG, the black and brown guards of these militant bars. It's the BBG, the black and brown guards of these militant bars. It's the BBG, the black and brown guards of these militant bars. It's the BBG, the black and brown guards.
Cinematic movie, the starring, yours truly. No stunt tactics, knock them out quick from the black fist. Blah blah theatrics, saying simple jack shit. Stuck in the mud, assed out, going backwards. Confusion to the masses, a bunch of jackasses. How we get here, who low with the ball? How the average blow Joe without a flow, become an overnight star. Sleepy y'all, ain't peeping the floors. How the industry is shitting on this, plus they skeeting on y'all.
Every day's just blah 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 blah. Radio plays only blah 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 blah. Rappers today only.
Up. And mostly the voice that makes your buck. A lot of rappers got flavor and some got skills, but if your voice ain't dope, then you need to
chill.
Up steps one, he gets done. Then up steps another, he gets smothered. That's word to mother, or should I say moms? I drop bombs, scorching niggas like napalm. Sucker, boy, get off my shit, get off my dick. So what, I make butter hits. You better change your behavior. Battling gangsta, no religion can save ya. My religion is rap, R-A-P, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y-G. Cause when I rock street, kids rejoice. I got mad rhymes, still it's mostly the voice that gets you up, and mostly the voice that makes you buck. A lot of rappers got flavor, and some got skills, but if your voice ain't dope, then you need to
chill.
So when you think you know the whole, you don't even know the half. You're not a threat to myself, and neither to my staff. Not the type to really dance too much, although I used to. Rather bust a fresh line and get loose to the blunted ill types of beats Premier makes. Make your girl's rear shake, let me set it straight. It's the voice that gets you up, and mostly the voice that gets you buck. A lot of rappers got flavor, and some got skills, but if your voice ain't dope, then you need to
chill.
Some rappers use hooks to their shit, but if you took that shit out, and then you took all the music out, what would remain? The voice, no doubt. Bless my soul, I control. When in pimp mode, my bankroll expands. I invest in my man. I plan to keep rap real. So if your shit ain't fat, then kneel. You squeal. Feeling pain from my oral flex. What about all sex? Which chick's next? To open wide and get a chunk from a real brother. Yeah, some real funk from a real brother. They get sprung and most of them don't recover. But I don't diss them, I just talk to them. Cause the sound of my voice, it does a lot to them. So you and the niggas right there, be aware. Like SWV, I'm right here, waiting to correct your ass. And if you don't follow now, I disrespect your ass. More vicious than Sid, do a crime with no bit. I'll tell a bitch that I didn't when you know that I did. And take a trip to a land afar, then come back. And people still know gangstar. See, I'm the latest choice, cause I got crazy styles. But still, it's mostly the voice. The voice that gets you up. It's mostly the voice that makes you buck. A lot of rappers got flavor, and some got skills. But if your voice ain't dope, then you need to
chill.
Oh shit, Shug, what up?
Kid? What's up, money?
Slouch, man, about to go do this shit in the studio.
Oh yeah, you should let me get on that shit. You always tell me I can get on, man. You need to let me get on that.
Right.
For real, man.
Yo, man.
No fun on that shit.
I'm saying, yo, if I let you get biz, man, you know what I'm saying? You can't disappoint me.
I'm flip shit. I'm gonna flip shit on this.
All right, man. Let's go.